Tan Talk Radio Network, AM 1340, WTAN.
Mama Mac, and so glad to be right here in this chair as always, along with my amazing, let me turn a little bit so I can see you better, Dr. Angel. Dr. Angel Falzone, PhD, licensed mental health counselor, amazing co-host, and we're in our fourth year of this show.
We are. Can you believe how fast time has gone by?
It's crazy. It is crazy. And we have the best engineer in the world.
We do.
We do, Pete.
Well, right? Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. I appreciate that. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I thought you were going to say, you're right. I am.
Well, you know.
Yeah. You want to be humble.
I'm the best producer in the business.
There you go. Yes. You are amazing.
Thank you very much.
We love working with you. And it's just a fun time of year, isn't it?
Yes.
Christmas and everything. And it's just fun to have a show to do on Thursday nights.
Unless you're a race fan.
Well, yeah. Wait, did something bad happen to the race?
You didn't hear the big news?
No, what is it?
About Longoria, right?
They traded Evan Longoria to the San Francisco Giants.
I thought they couldn't do that.
Well, they did. 32-year-old superstar, face of the franchise, organization that wants to get a new stadium, traded their franchise face, the biggest fan favorite in the history of the Rays, yesterday to the San Francisco Giants.
I did not know that.
There you go. That's why I'm here.
That's really...
See, the silence already is deafening, and that's how fans feel yesterday.
That's horrible.
It is horrible.
I remember when he was brand-new rookie coming up and how exciting it was.
2008. That's the last time they went to the World Series.
Exactly. Unbelievable.
Yes.
Cannot believe they did that.
I don't think there's a lot of Rays fans out there that can believe it.
Well, it's going to make for a very difficult year, probably.
It is, and what they got back was basically a 22-year-old shortstop who's unknown. I mean, it's just Rays baseball, you know?
Unbelievable.
You got to love it. You know, trying to sell that to the fans out there trying to watch this team.
Oh, my gosh. This is bad. Thanks for the bad news on our Christmas show.
So sorry.
Yeah, that's not a Christmas gift.
The Rays bring coal when talking about Christmas.
They bring coal
in your stocking if you're a Rays fan.
That's exactly right.
So sorry.
Okay.
I know you're a big-time baseball fan.
I had to give you guys
the sports update. That was the big news.
Not good.
And then if you're a football fan, you know, the Bucs, they try to play football but haven't done very well this year because they only have four wins. But the Tampa Bay Storm, who won Arena League championships, have folded up. They're no longer exist.
So it
is a bad week
for Tampa Bay sports. Wow.
Just happening as we speak.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible.
Yes.
Okay, so fans out there, here we just start Go Yard with bad news tonight.
Get your eggnog and make sure it has a little bit of that good stuff in it. Maybe you'll feel better.
You're going to need it, right? this is awful. Well, thanks, Pete, for being such a cheerful contributor tonight.
No problem.
No, that news about Longoria just goes all through me. That's just terrible news.
It is.
Woo! So what have we been talking about the last couple weeks, Dr. Angel? This is part three of the series and the last part of the series, I'm sure. So what is the series all about?
We've been talking about the heart of Christmas.
The heart of Christmas. And the heart of baseball is suffering tonight in Rays land here. Whoa. Wow. Okay, so we have had two shows. We started out talking about, the first week was about, that was 2 weeks ago tonight.
Oh, wow. You're really testing me on a Thursday night, the weekend before Christmas. We started talking about kind of what our culture has turned Christmas into.
Okay.
The Christmas
we
season.
We did. Yes.
You know, making it that hurried, rush, 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 spend, 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 do, 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 and overwhelms us.
Right. Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. And so we had a whole show on that and all the negatives about that and how we feel pressured. So many people feel pressured to buy better and better gifts and buy for more people and...
Yes.
Including the garbage man and all of that first show. That was good. Then last week we started talking about positive things, because that first week we were pointing out all the negative of what this season has become. And so now we're talking about what it should be and how we can improve that. In fact, we said the very first week this should be a December to remember, because we want it to be better for our listeners, for all of us at this Christmas season, because it's such an important time of year.
It is, and it's become something we don't look forward to, that there's almost a dread.
Yeah, there is.
When the holiday season starts. And it really starts, you know, right after, you know, October, by November. That kind of, once you hit November.
Sure, it's like, not after Labor Day. It seems like.
Well, the stores would like us to think
right.
that. But, you know, after, once you hit November, like, you blink and you're in the next year.
Right. It does go very quickly for a lot of us. And so last week we really talked about some things we could do. Just give us a tiny little review if people missed that show. And let's remind everybody, you can go to tantalknetwork.com, go to podcast, go to Go Yard. You can find the shows you missed, or you can catch up on our website, which is goyard2014.org, O-R-G, with titles of shows, right?
Yes.
And I know I ask you to do this a lot, but it's so important that our listeners know why we want them to go to our website for.
Well, we have chronicled... On our going 4 years
chronicled.
Chronicled 4 years of great topics on great shows. And it may not have been where you were in that moment when we decided to break open that topic, but life happens, things happen, and something may be relating to you, or you maybe feel stuck, you may just need a little extra, some tools and supports, and they're there for
right.
you anytime, 24/7, free.
So titles and everything right
yes.
there. Okay. So we talked about what it should be last week, a little bit about what should be the heart of Christmas. And the main thing that you kept bringing up was time. So let's talk about time a minute and review for about 1 minute.
Okay.
What we talked about, because some of us have some time off. I just found out that the famous Dr. Angel has some time off for the next few days, and that's pretty cool.
Yes.
Time at this time of year is very important to have some of that.
Well, we're so limited in our time that it's probably one of our most precious commodities that we have.
Right.
Especially this time of year when, you know, we're still doing normal life, working and cooking and grocery shopping on top of trying to celebrate a holiday and things for our kids and grandkids and parties for work and
all
kinds of extra stuff comes
so
up.
So much going on all
There's,
the time.
You know,
at this time of year.
The biggest complaint I can hear around the office is there's not enough time. Everyone's
right.
starting to get in panic mode right now. So time, it is definitely a focus. So Christmas, really, the heart of it is time with our loved ones.
Yes, it is.
You know,
why is that important?
Well, because it's the time that we can reconnect. You know, a lot of families have special memories that focus around holidays and special traditions. And it's a great time to, like, reconnect.
Right.
Or just deepen your connection with our loved ones. Time of peace.
Right.
This should be a time of peace, that time of reflection of where this year has brought you, where your blessings are this year, kind of helping you just slow down and relax.
It's kind of cool that Christmas is celebrated at the end of the year, because Jesus was actually born in about April is what they have figured out. But it's kind of cool that it was the celebration is at the end of the year with the new year. Don't you think that's good timing? I don't know who did that. You may know that.
I don't know that. But no,
okay.
I do think it's good timing, because it does. It gives us an opportunity to kind of look back on that year, reflect on that
yeah.
year, look at our blessings, be with the ones that are important to us.
Right.
Like, those are great things to help build us as people and, you know, our relationships. And it's really, it's a time for charity.
Yeah, time for
charity.
You know,
once we realize how blessed we are, it's out of that abundance we can give to others who
sure.
aren't. And if that is our time, our resources, our money, whatever, to have that charity for our common humans walking this
mm-hmm.
earth with us. And it's a time of faith.
Right.
You know, Christmas season is all surrounded in faith, and the Christian faith specifically.
Absolutely.
And it's a great time to connect with that. You know, sometimes we blow that faith connection off because we're just too busy and got too much going on.
Well, it's interesting that you said you're talking about the time of charity. I think a lot of times at this time of year, we are maybe a little bit more aware of people's needs around us. I was talking with the head of our radio station that we have in Mexico yesterday, and he was telling me a couple days before that a couple of the missionaries had gone out to lunch. Okay, there was like three of them sitting there together. And this lady walked up to them with a little girl and asked, she was begging and asked for some money. And the one missionary said, what do you need? And she goes, my daughter and I are very hungry. And so they called the, you know, like maitre d' or whatever it was of that restaurant, nice restaurant on a patio, over and said, put her at a nice table and let her pick anything she wants to eat and her daughter and just give us the bill.
Wow.
And I said, oh, that is so cool. And she was so grateful and so, you know, just, you know, almost kissing their feet type thing, you know, and just, oh, how could you do this for us? And they just let her order anything on the meal. Isn't that cool?
I mean, it's an idea
of something we can do for someone.
Yes.
Or,
and there's so many ways to give back, especially this time of year. No, a lot of people know I work with foster children, and I received several calls. Do you have any kids with needs?
Oh, wow.
I do. And so it was really great, you know, that we were able to fill those needs.
Yes.
With people who are willing to bring
donate.
That charity.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So why is that important at Christmas time more than the rest of the year? I mean, what? Talk about that, will you?
Well, that's an interesting, because I really think it's important all year.
Right, I do too. But why?
I think we put that focus in the Christmas season because it's about giving.
It's about giving.
Christmas started with the wise men bringing gifts. And
right.
So that kind of started that tradition of what the gifts are.
And God gave his only son.
And he gave a son, so we have, you know, God's gift, the wise men's gifts. We have gifts. And so when you to think of someone going without is really disheartening when we're in overabundance.
Right. Yes, we are. So these are things you can do, time to connect with your faith. So a lot of people go to, you know, Christmas programs at church or whatever they do to just remind themselves of what it's all about and keep their kids grounded in that. We always did as growing up.
You know, absolutely. And I've even noticed billboards. Some churches have rented out like huge halls to do like candlelight services. And it's a good time to reconnect.
There's a lot of Christians called C&E Christians. You know who those are?
Yeah, Christmas and Easter only.
Yeah, Christmas and Easter only.
And Mother's Day. Well, I go on Mother's Day.
Oh, okay. But, you know, but it is a time to connect with our faith. We don't want to minimize that because that is what Christmas is all about. And Jesus is the reason for the season.
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about. So how do you get the heart of Christmas in your life? And is there such a thing as the heart of Christmas that we are saying there is?
There is. The heart of Christmas is where we're focusing. Are we focusing on our time with our loved ones, on our time of peace? Are we focusing on that charity and that connection with our faith? That's where the heart is. So how do we get there? We get there by, first of all, setting priorities.
Yeah.
You know, setting limits on our budgets, not overextending ourselves financially where we're in a hole for 5-6 months next year.
Right there a minute.
Yes.
Setting priorities, and the first one you mentioned was the financial. Don't you think that financial issues get a lot of people depressed at Christmas?
A lot of
people
are feeling that.
Don't you think they're hooked to depression? And why is that? Explain that.
Well, there's a lot that can come due at the end of the year. Here in Florida, we have property taxes due. You know, I have my house insurance payments that are due. Like, there's a lot of end-of-the-year bills that can come up. And so there's a financial stress there. And then spending all this extra money that you don't really have can be very,
very stressful.
Overwhelming and very, very stressful. And financial stress will definitely make you sick and cause a lot of strain in your life. And so it's okay. Set a limit. You know, if you don't have it, don't do it. Get creative. You know, I made crafts this year for a lot of Christmas gifts.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah.
You know, to me, it was a heart of I put time and made things for someone, and I hope they like them. But that was what, to me, it was about to show my love. And get creative on ways to show love. It doesn't always have to come from a gift.
And I know we covered this the first week, but just touch on this, because so many people feel these expectations
They do.
To top what they bought last year, or parents that want their kid to have everything on their list. Didn't we talk about this last week?
Yes, we did. We talked about the research article that talked about kids.
Yeah, bring that up. Bring that up again, will you? Because we can't say that enough.
No, in a popular magazine, it was an article that was kids should get everything on their Christmas list so they don't experience disappointment, which isn't true. We all experience disappointment.
Absolutely.
We need to work through disappointment. Another thing I have had was I had a parent call me just this week and is like, I spent $400 on one of my kids, but I have two other kids and I can't afford to do that. What am I going to do?
The question is, why did you spend $400 on the one?
Absolutely. And so now they feel this pressure that I have to match dollar for dollar. Necessarily, sometimes a kid may have more needs than other kids. And so we got to get out of that mindset that it's so focused on what you're getting.
Right. And that trying to keep everything exactly the same, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's hard. Sometimes that's a lot of pressure. So this financial piece, it's very important if you're going to really concentrate on the heart of Christmas this year and do things a little different. It starts with, and maybe people have already done all their shopping and they say, well, I've already done all that, you know?
Well, then there's next year.
Right, yeah.
If you've done it, you've done it. I know we're coming very close to Christmas now. But prioritizing our time, and we're coming into the last weekend before Christmas now. This is a great weekend to, like, stop. Instead of being hurried, busy, let's go walk lights with the, you know, our families.
Yes.
Or let's, you know, watch films together.
Walk lights. Do you want to explain that to somebody who doesn't know what you're talking about?
Walk Christmas lights. Walk your neighborhoods. In our area, a lot of community parks will put on lights displays. It's a great time. We have a tradition. We make hot cocoa, and we just go walk lights.
Oh, wow.
And
that's cool.
Sing Christmas songs on our way, completely off key, but we have fun doing it. And it's something we've done we've always done that. So
that's cool.
But this is the weekend to kind of slow it down and really just focus on my time with my loved ones, who I have around me.
Absolutely. And it's so important that we spend that time too. I mean,
you don't have to go to everything you're invited to.
Exactly.
It's okay to decline. And just making sure you're guarding that time for those who are the closest to you.
Somebody just texted in, and anybody who wants to join our conversation, you can either call in 727-441-3000, Pete will answer, or you can just text to my phone, 727-888-4171. Somebody just texted, it's important to teach your children to be grateful for what they get and not to be so greedy.
Absolutely.
Isn't
and greed
right?
is really overwhelmed, I think, our culture.
Yes.
And
yes.
So, I mean, there are so many unique ways you can stretch dollars too, because after Christmas everything goes on sale,
right?
And so one year we had Christmas with just a one gift. We just did stockings on Christmas Day, and then after Christmas I capitalized on the sales, and then we opened a gift every day for the week till New Year's.
Wow.
And that was just a tradition because I didn't have money that year and I still wanted to make it nice and special, but it worked,
right?
You know, who says it has to be that one day? It's
right.
A celebration season.
And
exactly. So you can get creative with things like that. I know a lot of time families feel pressure to have to spend Christmas with this set of grandparents.
Oh, my gosh, that's where it gets crazy, doesn't it?
And then they don't feel like they have any time for their own kids.
And, you know, as families develop and they have their own children, it's time to say to mom and dad, hey, we're going to do things different this year. That's important.
I believe it's very important to guard your own personal family. But some people don't feel like they can or feel like it's going to cause a ruckus. And so I would say get creative. You know, maybe you do your celebration with your kids Christmas Eve night or do something a little different so that you do have that time. It doesn't always have to be right on the day.
Right. Yeah.
It's a season.
Right.
You know, and look at it that way. And if you can't say, no, I don't want to, you know, drag our kids all over creation all day. And most people do. They're dragging them from this place to that place, and they're exhausted. They're overwhelmed.
Oh, they're tired. Exhausted, yeah.
By 3 o'clock, they're in full-blown tantrum mode because they're done.
Yeah.
And it's not fun anymore.
Right. So let's be creative, I hear you say, and make some changes and allow for the fact that it is a season. It's a week or more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the timing is great, with Christmas and then the next week, New Year's. So there's got a whole week of celebration if you want to do that.
You can, and you can count, you know, get creative on ways to stretch your dollars if you still want to incorporate those gifts, or maybe just incorporate doing things together, like making cookies and making fudge. Saturday is our night. That's what we do in our house. We make candied pretzels and fudge and cookies. And it's the boys and I, and we're all in the kitchen just
having fun
cooking.
That's great. Great ideas. You said something about priorities, deficits versus abundance. You want to talk about that because you put that down on a note.
I did put it down on the note because a lot of times when that's really to go for our time and our finances so much, we give out of our deficit and not out of our abundance. And then we're overwhelming everything.
Right.
So we're more stressed. And so don't give out of deficit. We have to stop giving out of our deficit, which means obligatory, whatever we're giving, if it's time or financial resources, we have to guard those and set some boundaries.
What about the person out there that says, this year I just can't buy gifts for the family? What should they do about that? Should they stay away from their family celebration?
I don't think so. No,
okay, talk
absolutely
to us.
Not.
What should they do?
And that's okay if you can't buy a gift. Maybe you can make a special dessert and bring it that everyone can enjoy, or make some. One year I made little cocoa bags for people. I'm like, because I didn't have the finances, but I wanted to show them I love them and appreciated them. And you know what? It's about the quality of time, not about the gift.
And, you know, don't be embarrassed. Tell them, hey, this year I don't have the money. I'm sorry.
No, I can't.
It's not that I don't love you. I just don't have the time. Or the money. No, not
absolutely.
The time.
Absolutely.
Okay, so giving gifts out of love, not obligation. That is very important right here. And if we really understand that concept, it takes some of the pressure off, don't you think?
It takes a ton of pressure off. I think we have a hard time with that because we feel guilted in by our families. I mean, and I've seen families throw temper tantrums over the holidays. I mean, I've experienced families throw temper tantrums over the holidays.
Wow, really?
Where, they would act like they're going to have a heart attack if you did not show up on Christmas Day because that was the only day that they could celebrate. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry, but we can come Christmas Eve, but Christmas is for the kids. So.
Right.
Setting
those boundaries. There's some parents that get that
rift.
Crazy.
And believe it or not, that rift was one that led right into my divorce because it definitely riffed the family apart.
Wow. Really?
The holiday rift. But I stayed true to holding my kids Christmas with our family.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And of course, that wasn't the only thing that caused your divorce.
No, but it was definitely a big contributing factor.
Okay, so it's important that we put less emphasis on the gifts. I mean, in our family, a lot of times now we're doing the white elephant gift exchange, which we talked about last week, and is basically bringing a gift of something somebody gave you didn't want, or something you've had around forever, or great Aunt Edna gave it to you, and it's really ugly, and whatever. Those are the gifts that are so much fun, aren't they, to give?
Oh my gosh, those parties are looked so forward to every year. People like love white elephant parties where it's just random stuff. Some people will go get, you know, something nice. Some people have junk and you never know what you're going to get.
It's a game. Yeah.
And it's a good time together.
Right. It is.
And it's not a focus on the gift. It's really a focus on the game and the time together.
It is. So these are all good ideas. You talked about making gifts. And this whole thing of just spending time with people, we really want to talk about that, how important that is. And we'll do that right after our break. And we've got some great songs. And what's the name of the first one?
Carol of the Bells.
Carol of the Bells. Here we go. Glad you're joining us tonight on Go Yard.
Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rettenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network, AM 1340, WTAN.
All right. Nice. Nice. Peaceful, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. You know, if you're just joining Go Yard tonight, we're talking about the Heart of Christmas, part three of a series that we began a couple weeks ago. And we've really enjoyed talking about this because we all experience Christmas one way or another. We either get involved in it and whatever, or we sit back and feel bad because we're not. A lot of times there's a lot of depression at this time of year.
Oh, yes. There can definitely
be that. So do you want to address that? Because I think sometimes we think it's depression because people don't have finances. And maybe that's part of it, but...
Well, it can be a lot of... I mean, I think it's a lot. I don't think it's just a single source. For some people, maybe this is their first year having to do it different because they've lost someone that they were close to.
Right.
Or maybe they're going through a divorce and they don't have their children like they did previously or at all. That can definitely cause a really deep sadness and depression. And just maybe looking when they do reflect on their year and they're like, you know, geez, I'm not where I want to be.
Right.
And they kind of start feeling down on themselves or where their life is at, or maybe they don't have people to connect with. So they just feel really lonely.
Right. So if that's you out there, then we hope that this series will help you realize that it's not about the gifts. It's not about whether you have spent more money than your sister on your parents or whatever. It is so much about the birth of Jesus and the connection with our faith. I just got a text from somebody who was listening and said that. It's Christmas is about the birth of Jesus and love, and it should not be about presents or lack of that of those. And that's just my opinion because I grew up poor and was very grateful for anything I got, which was a nice text to come in.
Absolutely. That's a beautiful text. And, you know, and it's funny that they shared that because I've noticed a lot of people who've grown up without their family learn new creative ways of doing the holidays, and they have more traditions and enjoy the season more than families who had an abundance and overwhelming amount of stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. And some of us have some of those memories of not having much for Christmas, but a lot of people have those memories, really. But still having good times.
And there can be great times. And it doesn't have to just be my blood family. Maybe I have close friends that we can, you know, go out and have a nice dinner or maybe spend the day with because we don't have family close to us. And that's okay. It doesn't have to be this rigid, I have to be with, you know, my children or my parents or whoever. It just who feeds your heart?
That's right.
You know, who's in your life? Who connects your heart? And if you don't feel like you have a lot of people, then you know what? There's a lot of people who don't have, and it's a great time to go out and give of yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. When I was 10, my parents were called to the mission field in Central America, and so we left the States. And the first Christmas that we were not with family, we were in San Jose, Costa Rica, and Mom and Dad didn't have hardly anything, you know, hardly any money. It was very lean times. But we got little tiny gifts, you know, little things. But Dad started a tradition because his grandpa had been a baker, and he decided to try to make caramel rolls.
Ooh.
And he actually perfected it. And from that Christmas on, that was something that he did. And it was just a gift to us of something that reminded us of being back in the States. And yeah, we were there in a different country without much. And, you know, and I suppose lonely in some ways. My parents probably felt it more than we did. But it became a special thing because he started that tradition. And we've talked on this show a lot about traditions and how important they are. And I'd love for you to bring that up right now because that's part of keeping Christmas simple, which is what we really need to talk about here. And why is it important to keep Christmas simple?
Well, because it should be a time of peace. And if we fill it too full and we get caught up in the commercialism of what we're being told it should look like, we aren't enjoying anything. Our kids are not enjoying anything. Our grandkids are not. And it's just a mess, and it's something we dread and not look forward to. And so those traditions can be as creative
right
as you can be. And sometimes they just happen in the moment. Sometimes they just something you take from your own family of origin too,
right,
or your own culture, and do Christmas. But things that we've, you know, our family, we definitely are steeped in some traditions that we've created, a lot of them ourselves.
Right.
And we enjoy them, like walking the lights, or my kids were helping me stir fudge since they can sit on a counter and hold a spoon in their hand. I mean, they were babies sitting next to me making fudge because I was so excited to make fudge with my kids. It's just the simple things. We watch a Christmas movie every night together.
Yeah, we talked about that last week, important that is. And I heard somebody talking this week on some show about the importance of Christmas movies.
And it's
so you want to talk about, because we all have access to very cheap or free Christmas movies.
We do. They're played on television. You can grab them on cable. Netflix has them. Amazon Prime has them. And we do. We try to spend at least, you know, some nights not the full hour and a half movie. Sometimes we'll put a 20-minute movie in. But every night we try to, we make a Coke. We put cherries in our Coke because it's a special holiday thing
us. Oh, wow. Wow. Cherries in your Coke.
Yeah, Coke and cherries. The old-fashioned way with cherry syrup. And then we sit down and watch a Christmas flick together. My son and I worked from home part of my day today. And my oldest and I sat and watched the trilogy of Santa Claus while I was working. And we had such a great time.
Oh, that's so sweet. And these are great ideas.
Absolutely.
So that's something simple that you don't have to go to any expense, really, in this day and age. You can find Christmas movies. Okay, meaningful decorations. Talk about that, because a lot of times people think they have to go buy new things every year and decorate their tree and all that.
They do. And so, you know, decorations can be expensive. They're not usually made with great quality, so they don't last really well sometimes. But just the things that are important, you don't have to overdo it. I was talking with someone, and they're like, we put up 4 Christmas trees in our house. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Why did you have to do all that? That's a lot of work.
Right,
like,
yeah.
That's overwhelming. And they were overwhelmed in the discussion. So keep it simple. Like,
keep it
ornaments
simple
that are important to you, put them on. If they aren't, don't worry about it. It's
right.
Okay. You don't have to match the neighborhood on the outside of your house. If you don't feel like it, don't. It's
I didn't
okay
do that at all. But I did have, I do have the same little artificial tree I probably had for 10 years now. And, I mean, it didn't cost much 10 years ago, and it's still. But it's functional fine.
It works.
It functions. You know, it's not huge. But some of the decorations I have are things that my kids had and that they made when they were little. And now they're, of course, all grown. So those are important things
to me. They're treasures.
They're sentimental. You know, when I see them, I remember.
And
you know?
You know, and when your kids come, they remember, and it's that they feel that love and just displaying those little trinkets they made as kids.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, isn't it?
It really is fun.
Okay, so it's important that we don't expect something huge, but we manage our expectations. Isn't that an important part of having the heart of Christmas?
Realistic expectations.
Realistic,
so
okay,
important.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Why? Why is that important?
Well, a lot of times people feel like it's their responsibility to make sure everybody else is having a good time.
Oh, okay.
That's not anybody's. It's each person's responsibility to make sure they're enjoying themselves. It's not
aren't
the
there
host
always going to be sometimes little Grinches who aren't
are
having fun?
And if you let them, they'll ruin it for you.
Right,
and
exactly. So
everyone owns their own responsibility of how they're enjoying the season. And so keeping your realistic expectations just means expectations on our time, on our money, on how we're celebrating, who's, you know, enjoying it, or if we're doing the best we can, that's what we can do.
So really, that's what this series is all about. The heart of Christmas should be about realistic expectations, not overdoing it, not putting yourself in this huge debt. If you can't afford to buy things like you would like to do, then don't.
Right.
But it's a lot about, and I've heard you saying this a lot in the last couple of weeks, it's a lot about spending time with people you care about.
Yeah.
So talk about that more.
It really is. It's who do you value? You know, when you're looking at where is Christmas for me, what do I value?
Right.
What is it that I enjoy? What is this something that I want to do? Am I desiring this or do I feel stuck in this?
Mm.
That's a good indication if you're feeling stuck that you need to make some changes.
Right.
And it's really about what you're valuing and who you're valuing. Some people just let themselves want to keep the peace. So
right,
they'll just go along with it just so they don't have the stress of someone being upset. People are always going to be upset.
Right.
You might as well have the peace for yourself.
Right.
And protect, you know, your feelings and your ways of doing things and not always just feel like you have to give in to keep the peace.
So in all these discussions, we've talked a lot about setting up some family traditions. If you don't have any, if you came from a family that did not have traditions, didn't have things they did every single year, like my dad's caramel rolls or your fudge or whatever those things, why not start them?
Exactly.
Why not start them? I mean, now, some people out there go, well, that sounds like too much work, or, well, I can't think of anything. What do you say to those kind of people?
Oh, my goodness. First of all, get on the internet, because you will find a million ideas out there. I was working with one. She had all her little grandkids, and they ranged in age. They made their own ornaments for their trees this year. Like,
wow.
It was inexpensive. It cost her less than $10 for all the craft supplies, and they made all their ornaments. And
wow.
They had a great time doing it.
Okay.
And so,
give us ideas.
Get on the internet. You will find a million cool things that you can do to start new traditions and see what works for you and your family and your resources, and go with it.
Well, and back to the movie thing. Christmas movies are fun.
They are fun.
They really are. You see snow.
You do.
You see elves and you see Santa sometimes.
A little bit of magic and a little bit of, they're heartwarming. They're, you know, they're good stories.
Home Alone.
That's one of our favorites.
Is it?
Yes.
Home Alone. And my last name is McAllister, and this was the McAllister family. And but that is a classic every year, you know, and these kinds of things get everybody laughing and having fun.
They really do. Reading stories. That's another one I do. Every Christmas Eve, we bust out two stories. I've read them ever since my kids were born, the night before Christmas, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas is read every Christmas Eve in my house.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So it doesn't have to be a lot of time or energy. If you don't like baking, then don't find baking activities. And if you do, then go there.
I remember our parents on Christmas morning before we opened gifts reading the Christmas story from Luke chapter 2. You know, that was pretty common.
That's cool.
I don't remember it every single time, but I remember it enough to know that they did it quite often, you know, or the night before. You know, but to read the Christmas story out of the Bible, Luke chapter 2, folks.
That's amazing. That's a great faith connection.
It is.
You know, and in keeping it realistic means if you have little ones, it's probably not realistic you're going to make midnight mass every year if that's your tradition.
Right.
It's okay to maybe hit the 6 o'clock one while your child's still able to, you know, not fall apart on you. Because they do. Trust
because
me, I
do.
Was a mom in midnight mass with a 2 and 3 year old and it didn't work. And so learn the hard way.
Okay.
But it's okay to change things up, too. It doesn't always have to be so rigid of what we have to do it this way because we've done it this way every year. No, it could be a little different this year. It's okay.
Okay, but why are familiar traditions important?
Well, they have connection.
Okay, so talk to us about that. Well, first of all, why don't you explain that term? Because some people may go, what do you mean a familiar tradition?
So it's a tradition that we do practice year after year in some form, as much as we can. And that's familiar. It's something that we look forward to. When we think of this event, we look forward to it. And that creates connection. It creates positive memories.
Right.
Your kids will remember your traditions far more than they'll ever remember what gift you bought them under that tree. When they are 30 years old.
Whoa. Say that again, because I got to get my bell here.
Okay.
Because I like that concept right there. Say that again.
Your kids will remember your traditions far more than they ever remember the gifts that you will buy them.
Very good. Yeah, that's excellent. You want to comment on that, Pete?
What was that?
The
kids remember the traditions of our families far more than they remember the gifts.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with that. And I go back to last year. I'm coming home from the radio station. It's Christmas Eve. My father is there. My whole family is there. I can't remember everything that I got from my family, especially my father. But what I can remember is him being happy and being there and us playing games and just enjoying each other's company. And honestly, I thought this year I've spent money for Christmas and I don't necessarily think it feels like it did in previous years. But what I'm happy about and what I'm not taking for granted this year is always having that family around in that moment.
That's exactly right.
Where we're just having a good time together. And it's not just about playing games or just, it's about just enjoying your family's company.
Because you lost your dad just a few weeks back.
Yep.
And this was a huge loss for your whole family. And right. when that happens, it changes the family dynamic.
Sure.
And there's some sadness when you go to the family gathering at Christmas because a person may not be there any longer.
Well, this was his, you know, this was his holiday. I mean, he loved Christmas. He loved buying things for people and doing things for people. He had a big time heart. And again, it wasn't just, I didn't always get everything I wanted, but the best thing that I got was the fact that my family was there.
Right.
And you realize that. And last year, I mean, he did the show with me, did my sports talk show on that Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was scary because I kind of knew before something was going on. He got diagnosed a month later, but I kind of knew there was something going on. Something wasn't right. But that very moment, you want to bottle it up and say, can I keep that moment forever with my family? And,
yes.
You know, it's, you know, you just, I don't try to get too emotional about it, but it was just a fun time.
But you know what? I appreciate you sharing, Pete, because there's people out there in the audience that have possibly this year lost someone close to them. And so they're dreading, perhaps dreading having to go through this Christmas holiday without that individual in their life.
Yeah, and I just say, you know, everybody is, you know, shopping, trying to get those Black Friday deals, trying to get this and trying to get that. And I think everybody is on the right level, and their mind and their heart is in the right place to try to get and make somebody happy. But at the end of the day, you really have to take a look around, and you can't take the things that you have for granted.
Right.
And your family is there. Enjoy those times with your family because you never know. But for me this year, even though I lost my father, I still have my family here. I still enjoyed the times, and it's not necessarily about how much money I spent or what I got for somebody, but just the times that we have
to
conversate and talk and be with each other on Christmas.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And thank you for sharing.
As you guys come together this year, you will have those memories of last year, and it'll be part of your healing process as a family.
Yeah. I mean, we were just talking about it last night, and I know it's going to come up on Facebook because we had a Facebook video, and it was just us, you know, just having a good time. I don't even remember what I bought him. I think it was like, you know, some video device where you could stream, and I'm just trying to, you know, mess with his cell phone and stuff like that. But I think it was just us just talking and having a good time and laughing and just eating, you know, bad food and you know, some people drinking alcohol there was okay. And he would always be about making a cheese ball and making fudge and stuff like that. And like I said, it's not the same this year because, you know, like I said, there's been times where I want to text him or say something to him, tell him I love him. But, and like I said, I have my family, I have most of my family here. So
and
I just
you have
try
your memories.
Yeah.
You have your memories.
All kinds of memories.
Thanks
Great
for
ones.
Sharing all
Absolutely.
That, Pete.
Yeah.
Really appreciate that.
No problem.
You know, he's so right about this. Yes. And you know, enjoying what we have, that's kind of been a central part of this series, I think, is to really appreciate, value, don't take it for granted. Enjoy. Be at peace. Don't pick a fight. Don't be a part of a fight. Don't get your feelings. Don't wear your feelings on your sleeve. You want to comment on any of that stuff I just threw out?
Because that happens a lot.
Yes, it does.
You know, you
family
bring
gatherings.
Families together. There's always those little conflicts or smirks or looks, and we take them personally. And, you know, just it's okay. Stay in the moment.
Stay
it's
in
not,
the moment.
This is not the time to look at negative history. This is not the time to look for. It's really just the time to be in this one moment.
I remember years back, my grandparents and their six kids and then all the families and all that, it would almost seem like every year somebody was mad about something. Somebody was talking about, did you see what she, you know, or did you hear what she said, or blah, 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 blah. And I think this is a time where that kind of stuff tends to happen because everybody's together and everybody's sensitive and maybe people are feeling less than someone else or feeling like they're not as rich or they're not as talented or whatever as their brother or sister or
they're
whatever.
Tired, they're stressed, they've
exactly.
been busy, and anytime we let our bodies go like that, we're going to be more sensitive emotionally.
Yeah.
And so just stay in the moment, breathe, take some good deep breaths, and just focus right here in this one moment of time and enjoy each moment for what it brings.
Absolutely.
Who's with you, who's there, and enjoy them.
Okay, and I want to throw this in, too, because I've been to a lot of office, family, whatever, gatherings where people maybe are shy. Maybe they don't engage. Maybe they're sitting over by themselves. And for those of you out there that are more gregarious or more outgoing or whatever, how about giving a gift to somebody by just showing interest in them?
Go have a conversation with someone you wouldn't normally have a conversation
That's
with.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Reach out.
It's a great time to do some of that reaching out. You don't know what people are going through. You know, it's interesting because the story you just shared, I was sitting outside. I took a break because I don't have windows in my office and I need to go see the sun a couple times during the day just to make sure it's still in the sky. And so I walked out and was walking around the building and I noticed this lady was just sitting at a picnic table by herself and it just said, hey, do you mind if I sit here? And she's like, no. And we got to chatting and she was just sharing how she lost her husband and how hard the season is for her. And I would have never known she was going through that. It wasn't somebody that I would, I mean, she worked in our office, but it's not somebody I would normally have associated with. And so that just those few moments, and we're only outside less than 5 minutes, you know, I could see her smile, you know, and it was, you know, now she says hi as she goes by and, you know, because we have that little connection, but it was just investing in a life that doesn't really cross my path and then how we do our jobs. And so I hadn't had that opportunity to really reach in and find out.
But see,
life.
That took effort on your part. And I think the heart of Christmas is kind of coming out of your comfort zone and, you know, trying a new recipe or make something new or, like you said, make some crafts or do some things that maybe you ordinarily wouldn't do or show interest in people and spend time talking to them that maybe you wouldn't have that kind of conversation.
Absolutely. And don't even worry about if what you're making or doing turns out right, because sometimes the funnest memories are when it flops completely. Mm-hmm. I mean, the years that the things didn't work out were just as fun as the years they do.
The year I burnt the turkey, right? That is a story that some of my friends know about. You're one that know about it. You weren't there. No. You avoided it. But you know all about that burnt turkey Thanksgiving. So, I mean, those are kinds of things, right?
Yes, and that's part of the memories, too. So,
but we're just humans. We're not supposed to be perfect and not be on, quote unquote, all the time and have all the right, you know, whatever. And this is something just occurred to me. Wear something comfortable. Because I remember as a kid, my mom would make all of us dress up to go to our grandparents' house for Christmas, you know, in like dresses and stuff, you know, and you know me in dresses. Nah. But I mean, seriously, be comfortable when you go to these holiday parties. Don't.
Yes.
Because you're going to be there for a while. You know, be comfortable.
Be comfortable. Be you.
Be you.
Be you.
And that's really sums up a lot of this, isn't it?
Yes. Just be real. Be you. Stay in the moment.
The heart of Christmas is giving.
It is.
I'm going to throw these at you. I'll say one and you. Okay. None of this is planned. Never is. Okay. The heart of Christmas is giving. The heart of Christmas is?
Is loving.
The heart of Christmas is peace.
The heart of Christmas is connecting with our faith.
The heart of Christmas is joy.
Oh, I love that.
Mm.
The heart of Christmas is just seizing every moment for what it has.
Mm. The heart of Christmas is funny Christmas movies.
The heart of Christmas is joy.
The heart of Christmas is laughing.
Oh, yes. And the heart of Christmas is eating all kinds of yummy treats. And not so yummy treats.
Pete.
Fudge and
come on,
cheese ball. And what's the heart of Christmas? Heart of Christmas is all sitting around and making fun of each other. Like,
absolutely.
My uncle
is
OCD.
Yes.
Okay, but you know when you're good at doing his impression, when he tells you himself, oh, do an impression of me, do an impression. And you do that in front of your family, and that makes Christmas. I mean, you don't need TV. I mean, it's nice to have TV and PlayStation 4s and stuff like that.
Not necessary.
But at the end of the day, again, it's about conversations, and it's about having a good time and laughing together and doing impressions of your OCD uncle. So that's the heart of Christmas.
It really
I
is.
Love that. That
Thank
is
you.
Exactly right. And it's that knocking down the walls of what it should be,
right?
And just relaxing and being who you are. Don't you think, Pete?
It is. It's about being who you are. It's always about that. That's what makes you the best person you can be.
Exactly. And you know, those times of reflection, the heart of Christmas has a lot to do with getting quiet sometime during those few days and rest.
Yeah, rest and relax and try not to travel. And if you're going to travel, try to travel a little bit. Try to stop, travel safe.
Right.
And try to get back home so you can enjoy that rest, because some of us work all the time.
Right.
So we enjoy those couple of days off that we get.
Yes.
I do.
Oh, I do too. And the heart of Christmas is football.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
And basketball.
And basketball.
NBA is on all the time now on Christmas Day.
Exactly.
It's more NBA than football, actually.
Right.
Well, this year it will be, because Christmas is on Monday.
Oh,
so
yeah,
Christmas
yeah,
Eve
yeah.
will be football.
Yes, Christmas Eve will be football.
Right.
Which was weird last year, because football was on Saturday.
Yes.
And there was
yes.
no football on Sunday. I think there's a couple games, but I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
You know why?
Because
I was hanging out with my family.
Exactly.
The heart of Christmas, avoiding football games, but sometimes you got to watch a little bit.
And there you go. The heart of Christmas is not politics.
Oh, please. Can we not talk one day without politics?
Absolutely. That's my point.
Like,
you know what?
And yes.
because that causes all kinds of family trouble.
It's division.
Stay off of that topic.
Politics, religion, and some sports out there, if they're a really hardcore fan and they love their team, stay away from that too.
Yeah, whatever.
Because you don't want
division.
World War III.
No, think of
whatever
what unites
causes
us.
Division.
Yes.
And focus there.
Thank you, Pete, for being a part of this show. You're always great. I love it.
Absolutely.
I love it when you contribute.
And thank you. Appreciate it.
Dr. Angel, sum it up.
Sum it up.
Take it home, girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Take it home.
Just relax. Stay in the moment. Enjoy who you have in your life to the best that you can.
There you go.
I think that's it.
Love a lot.
Love. Love freely.
Love freely.
Love freely.
Have fun. Be peaceful.
Yes.
And have a great white elephant gift exchange.
You know, you really, if you haven't participated, everybody needs to do those. Those are exciting.
Oh, I need some fudge. So, okay. So those are anything else you can think of, Pete, to add to that? We're wrapping it up. And Gene, do you have anything? The heart of Christmas is? The heart of Christmas
getting
is?
A job after Christmas.
Getting a job. That's
getting
right.
Getting a job
that's,
before
that's
Christmas.
Gene.
And if you don't have a job, getting a job after Christmas.
Christmas. There you go.
There you go.
Okay. Wow. Always fun, Dr. Angel. Enjoy the show. We will see you right here next week, right after Christmas, right before New Year's. And this has been
Dr. Angel
and Mama Mac. Go Yard. See you next week. God bless every single one of you. Have a great Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Good night. Me it's down with the old and up with the new. The heart reset my life. Take two. Oh, no.